No one would be surprised if an old friend in their 50s had a health issue. But if that old friend is a 130-metre-long, Grade 2 listed glasshouse, with all its supporting structures on the outside, things can get a little complicated. During a minor job to fix a pane of glass on the front range at the Royal Botanic Garden, Edinburgh, a contractor noticed a corroded bracket. It actually came off in his hand.
We closed everything immediately to the public to make sure that they were completely safe. And given this is on the roof, we then had to go through, find out how big the problem was.
That's Fiona Inches. She's a horticulturalist and a glasshouse manager at Edinburgh Botanics. She has become something of an expert in brackets, because it turns out the brackets in question are a structural part of the building and so must all be replaced.
The old ones were C-shaped and they had a plate inside to cover a gap, but they galvanised them after they joined the bits together. But as the welding has gone, water's got in, and because that inside bit wasn't galvanised, it's pushed it apart, which have then broke the screws that are holding it on. So now the new ones are galvanised, but that plate is a rubber plate, so it won't rot. It won't then rust, and so we're not recreating a problem in 50 years' time. We're going through one house at a time with SG Access rope guys, who are going up and basically removing them and replacing with new ones.
Mark Fallis is one of the guys with SG Access who's replacing over 100 brackets across the roof.
We're actually having to move the glass and then abseal into the inside of the greenhouse through the open space, carry out the work underneath and then come back up and then sort of reinstall the glass again. So it's interesting and quite hot as well when you go into like the tropical house. You're going from outside and it being cold, and then all of a sudden you're underneath, you're doing some drilling, and it's, I don't know what temperature it is in there, but you're sweating buckets by the time you come back out. So although it's quite low level, it's quite a high risk because you're working over the glass all the time, whereas in the other jobs you might have a lot more height to it, but you don't have the kind of risk of actually being able to fall through the glass. So it's, you know, a dangerous sort of task, although it seems everything's all very kind of nice and it's a nice environment to work and really kind of laid back and chilled out, I guess. But actually, you need to kind of stay switched on all the time, really, because of that element of, you're working over the top of the glass. So it's challenging in different ways from a lot of the other jobs that we do.
Mark and his colleagues have quite a respect for our old friend.
It doesn't feel like an old structure. You know, it's I work in Grangemouth and a lot of industrial places where there's just a lots of steelwork around. And working there, again, it's just, you know, big chunky bits of steel and then the glass underneath it. So it doesn't feel kind of rickety or antiquated or anything like that.
The work should be completed by the end of the year, and opening hours return to normal for another 50 years.